Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for the greatest privilege of knowing you. Reveal to us your glory today. I believe with those listening, for their needs in all areas, and especially that you, Jesus, will reveal your glory to them directly. In the wonderful name of Jesus, send out laborers, Lord, around the world, and send out laborers to the Middle East, to Israel, as you already are. We pray for ministries like One for Israel, Tree of Life Ministries, and others, Lord. Bless them, give them the anointing, give them the right people, in the wonderful, glorious, powerful name of Jesus. The chief and supreme end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with Him. Let me repeat that. Every man and every woman was born to fellowship with the Almighty God, who has revealed Himself as the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe, and man was created to be with Him and fellowship with Him forever in glory. Amen. His name is Jehovah God Almighty, and His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What I just mentioned are two eternal, at least two, eternal revelations that are just beyond comprehension. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals them to someone. I just want to mention two of them. Number one, that the Lord God Almighty, the only true God, has revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus is actually God Almighty. Amen. The Holy Spirit, God Almighty. Number two, that he offers fellowship to every person is an unspeakable mystery. I mean, we should just be in awe and reverence for the truth that He offers that. So when someone finds Jesus Christ, that's the greatest thing they could ever do. And then literally every step, our walk with Jesus Christ, He gets more and more wonderful and more glorious as we know Him, and He reveals the only true God, the Father God Almighty. That wonderful scripture that Jesus is the revelation of God, that's in the first chapter of John. He reveals the only true God. If anyone wants to know what God is like, just look right at Jesus Christ. Amen. His presence and glory is beyond words. The glory of the Lord is the Lord God Almighty. And He is the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. So glorious that when someone meets Him, they will only want Him. And they will find the answer of what humans were created to do. Here's what I wanted to mention. When someone finds Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and remember, it's so simple. If someone never hears the gospel, they simply go directly to God and just have that determination to meet Him, and they'll find Him. They now have begun what Jesus called eternal, everlasting life, which is knowing the only true God in Jesus Christ. And what's available to them is an eternal, infinite, unlimited treasure, fully available to them now. And that's available to every person on the earth too. But here, I want to just try in as short a time as possible sum this up. Someone who finds Jesus for the first time, let's say, they get saved. That's the greatest miracle. They have that available to them, which Jesus spoke about. His main subject was the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. That's available to them. And it is God himself, Jesus Christ himself, the Holy Spirit, and everything that he offers. Which again, let me repeat it. An eternal, infinite, unlimited treasure. But here's a mystery. It's up to that person what they receive. And I want to say this in love. This is not to say be harsh, because God he's a God of love and mercy and graciousness and giving. But it is up to that person, and there's many mysteries within what they have received. Someone can receive that and then walk away. There's many different reactions that they can have. We know we ourselves let's look at the big picture. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. There's so much more that's available on the earth. And that's when someone gets to heaven, if they just continue on with Jesus Christ, they will live forever. They will never die. They will go to heaven, amen, and fellowship with God Almighty, with Jesus Christ. They will have the Holy Spirit within them and all around them for eternity. And they will actually have the same thing that the great patriarchs of the faith have. And people who, all through the centuries, who have, you know, some of the most anointed men in history, Moses and Elijah, and they will have the same thing. They will be in the same presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. I apologize about my throat. It's allergies. Please bear with me. This reveals God's love, that everyone who makes it to heaven is like, it has the same thing, the glory of God. That glory of God is available on the earth. Jesus, when he first began his ministry as a man, the first thing he said was, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. It is here. It is. And his main topic was the kingdom. That's his absolute main topic. The first thing that he said was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's someone who's spiritually hungry and they're just determined to find God. They will find him, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven, but it's up to them what they do with that. Same thing. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. This is just so glorious, and that's the presence of Jesus. I want to continue to focus on that, because this is the entire 100% key. And to me, it's so encouraging, I hope it is to you, that every person on the earth do this same thing every day. They don't have to have some big ministry. They don't have to. It's just incredible. God has leveled the playing field for every person in the world. Doesn't matter someone's past or their status or their nothing else. What's the famous verse? This is the one I esteem, says the Lord. He who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word, someone who repents and has a repentant heart. That's what God Almighty esteems. Isn't that awesome? It's not nothing else. Some people, as a great man of God said, some people are so educated and so have that God can't use them. And someone may, let me say this, we appreciate you following these podcasts, okay? Someone may say, oh, well, you know, he's saying the same things. Well, I'm actually in these messages, especially in the last 2 weeks or so, I'm really wanting to present new things, and often things I've never said before. presenting mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, which have nothing to do with me. It's just things that Jesus reveals. And so, yes, I want to present new information and new, but remember, the absolute, the presence of Jesus is the whole key. He is infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. We can have a million messages about other great teachings, but if we don't have the presence of Jesus, nothing works. So the anointing solves everything. The presence of Jesus solves everything in our personal life and in ministry. Amen. And yesterday I mentioned something some new that I really have not touched on that is really, I'll just try to summarize it and again in as short a time as possible. It's really too wonderful for us to understand, but to think how wonderful Jesus Christ is and how glorious and how everything about Him, His nature, His attributes, His qualities, the things that He does. Remember, He's the doer in the Godhead. Amen. The Holy Spirit manifests it, and the Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus Christ. So wonderful, the things Jesus does. Like, please, if you have not gone to our homepage of our website, wonderreality.org, we've got this list of some of the things Jesus does. So wonderful. Now here's, I just want to touch on this, and it's a very sacred thing, but let's remember, Jesus Christ is God Almighty, yet He said, my Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than all. To think that the only, he called Him also the only true God, to think that all the qualities of Jesus Christ, that the Father God Almighty does the exact same things in even greater measure. And that's, again, I'm just going to leave it at that. This is a sacred thing. It's something, it's just so wonderful. And this eternal revelation of Jesus Christ, that when someone has Jesus, remember, if you know Jesus, if you have Jesus Christ with you, He's God Almighty. He is the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God and the Savior, the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life. But at the very essence, not the essence, He is God Almighty. And so, this is, what a great example of God's love and how He has justified Himself to the world. And I believe that as we go on with Jesus Christ, we will see even more and more God's love, how He's justified Himself. Even though, let me say, I understand we all have challenges, it's difficult, there is suffering in the world. Okay, that's a big objection. And there are many objections like that. That's possibly the biggest objection that people have of people who are not believers in Jesus Christ. The whole issue of suffering, including hell, okay, but the suffering in the world, the hell and all the things related to hell. When someone presents that objection, they reveal actually that they're made in God's image, that they believe in the worth of every human being, including themselves, Ravi Zacharias. I give credit to him for that brilliant truth, that this reveals that they don't want people to suffer, and they don't want to suffer either, and they, God doesn't either. That's why he has given his son, the Savior, who is the perfect solution, the absolute solution. That, I mean, isn't that awesome? That, and it's very, it's a very serious thing, because remember, 70% of the world not saved. Okay, that's important for us to understand. If they want to know what is God like, just look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is literally knocking on the door of their heart, of offering himself. You know, we have this, I've mentioned this in recent messages, but here's a different way to look at it. We probably all, as human beings, have an incorrect view of God. It, to some extent. But now he has fully revealed himself. We know exactly what he's like. How glorious this is. This is the greatest news every day. Is Reinhard Bonnke said it. He said, it's the question's not why don't you receive Jesus, it's how can you stay away? How can you stay away from the one who is the Savior, the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Light of the World, this loving, merciful, giving Savior. He forgives and forgets our past. He has, and as we go down to the very, as we, the final destination, it's not the final destination, it's the, what man was born to do, is fellowship with him, and he's the most glorious, most beautiful. His presence in glory is beyond description. So, glory to God. Practical thing. Some visitors to our websites. I just want to mention this because it's a, well, let's pray for all these people that I'm going to mention their locations. General, we pray, Lord, that you bless them. Reveal yourself to them in the wonderful name of Jesus. People from Ukraine, several cities in China. These are people who have visited our sites in the last 24 hours. These are sites that have been created basically in the last 2 weeks, some of them just in the last three or four days. Cities in Europe, in France, in the UK, London and Annesley, and Australia, Sweden, let's go into the US, some of the main cities, LA, Atlanta, Chicago, New York City, Phoenix, Miami, Seattle, Denver, Dallas, San Francisco, and back to Europe, Amsterdam and the Netherlands, Canada, Montreal, going to the just under Europe, Egypt, Al-Kanka, Egypt, India, Bengaluru, India, Indonesia, Seoul, South Korea, moving to the Far East, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Seoul, South Korea, also Belarus, which I believe is near Russia. So, Lord, bless those who visit the sites. Reveal your glory to them. If they're not saved, reveal their need for salvation. We do, thank you for listening. We do need your prayers, partnership. We need your financial support. Doing websites is not free. We have 7 platforms, and all of them cost some money to do. And so, but please do visit our sites, and blessings to you.